Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, July 6th. It's something degrees out. It's probably 15, 20 degrees. Bit of rain. I'm trying this standing up this time, but my mic doesn't quite, I don't have a position right, so I'm just kind of hunched over. So if my voice sounds a little weird, it's because I'm hunched. Just so you know. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to try out podcast hosting and analytics for your blog, for your podcast. You can get 400 megabytes now of file storage. And you can easily get more for $20, extra gigabyte if you need it. Use promo code Dailyish and you can get checkout. You can check out 10% off your first year of hosting with the fine folks at FeedPress. It's also brought to you by folks, Patreon supporters, patreon.com/iChris, long-suffering supporters of this podcast and many others at goodstuff.fm. They have put up with the fact that and increased their amount they've donated, almost as if in protest of the fact that there hasn't been an episode in probably a month of Dailyish. They've increased the donations, their support, their patronage. So thank you very much for that and for sticking around with me. I've been just mentally stuck, like cannot get my brain past. It's kind of like that light depression kind of feeling of maybe low-grade depression. Is that a thing? I don't know. That just kind of gets me stuck and I can't get past it. And I think I suck. I can't do this. This is stupid. Why am I talking into a microphone? Why am I recording this? And a bit of that. And like, but also mixed with a ton of work that I just need to get done. Bills that piled up. Luckily we were able to pay off the property tax and the taxes and the insurance and the whatevers that come due in June without any serious penalties or loans from parents or banks or people like that. So we squeaked by this year. And I find often when I'm in this state, this mood almost, I think I need to do something creative or I think I need, it sucks that I can't do X, Y, or Z because I, you know, if I could just do that, then that would get me over this hump. But really when I look back at it and even today, think about it, last night we were visiting with the in-laws, some families in town, hanging out. I came back with the kids late, put them to bed. Sue stayed with the family and visited a little longer. So naturally I stay up later, and then wasn't in bed till 11:30, quarter 12, you know, needed to read air quotes for a bit. And then it's like 12:30 by the time I'm falling asleep. And because of course our kids are our kids, the later we put them to bed, the earlier they get up. They're not like every other kid in the world who the later they stay up, the later they sleep in. That's what every other kid around us is like that. Our kids aren't. So that's just the way it is. Suck it. But we suck it because then as a result, our kids get up at 6 then, even though they went to bed at 9:30 when normally they go to bed at 7:38 and get up at 6:37. So then we're up at 6:30 and, you know, starting the day off angry, frustrated, mad at our kids, mad at ourselves for staying up late. And that kind of just carries through the rest of the day. And so now at whatever it is, 3 diggity o'clock, I actually am tired. I'm a little bit over caffeinated, maybe as a result, compensating for that tiredness. But my brain is like easily under attack from and very weak, really. And so what I just need to do actually is either shut up and just admit I'm not going to get anything good done today and go hang out with family, or maybe take a 10-minute break to like power down, have a nap, record a quick podcast, grab some more coffee, but actually sleep. Sleep is really the core issue of it. And like I'm sort of helping myself get over this by just pumping out a episode of Dailyish, get something creative in my out of my brain out into the world that kind of helps a little bit. But ultimately what I need is sleep. And there's things on the go that need work, need to get doing. I have a couple month long now rebuild of the Lemon Productions website in progress that's just like painfully slow because it each time I go back to it now, the longer it is between launching it. Starting the project and launching it, the more I hate it and want to just scrap it all and start all over. And then other ideas come along where it's like, oh, that would be a good idea instead. Why would I, you know, bother rebuilding this website when I could just do X, Y, or Z instead? I think that's the second time I've said X, Y, or Z. So that's the limit on this episode. And we're also rebuilding the Good Stuff site, as I've mentioned before. And Kyle Roderick's doing a ton of legwork on that. And so that's just another thing to take focus and should be garnering my focus, but it's easy to kind of get distracted by other things, other adventures, other ideas. And for the first half of this week, halfway through the week, the first half of this week was really productive, really good work, responding to emails, doing the work, for clients that need to get done, getting moving the ball forward on projects up the hill, mountains, 110%, keeping my stick on the ice and all that kind of stuff. And now I think halfway through the week and with family here, you're just kind of like, bleh. And so this is just a little podcast episode to say, hey, Chris, and maybe you, listener out there, get some more sleep. That'll help you immensely. Sleep is often the core issue at what's going on in your brain, even though you want to blame it on other things and justify staying up late and thinking that you can handle it, all that kind of stuff. You can't. Get more sleep. All right. Maybe I'm going to go take a nap. Thanks for listening. You can visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish to listen to this episode and previous episodes. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out my Patreon page to support me. And feed.press/dailyish is where you can check out how to get awesome podcast hosting and RSS analytics for your blog, podcast. And follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter, where I tweet out fives of tens of links and tweets per day. Unless I'm tired and annoyed, then I tweet a little more. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.